What if starting your day with a vision of heaven could transform how you live and influence the world around you? Discover how an eternal perspective can give purpose and courage for your work and witness today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And today is Old Testament Tuesday. And that is going to be a fun day to get into the Old Testament and to learn from those in Israel and see what God has to say about how we should live our lives as well. So in Ezekiel, if you're not familiar with some of the history, in chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Now it came to pass on the 13th year in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Shabar, that the heavens were open, and I saw a vision of God." So Ezekiel and the Jewish people are in captivity. They're in Babylon. Jerusalem had been taken over, and they are going to be there for a number of years and go back eventually and rebuild the walls and that kind of thing. But at this very point, Ezekiel has is going to give them some visions of heaven. And it's interesting as he starts out this book as a scene of heaven of these four creatures all around the throne room of God. I'd encourage you to read the entire chapter. And you think about what were this scene for? Why would he start his book out this? Well, Ezekiel's going to call them to a place of incredible repentance and turning back to the living God, turning from their idolatry, turning from how they have walked away from God. And he starts out with heaven. How might that play out in your day? You know, you think about where are you starting out with those around you and how you're living through the day. Do you have a vision of heaven? As you go into the public square today, do you hold on to this vision saying, God, I know that heaven is a real place? Because if heaven is a real place, that means that the judgment seat is a real place. That means that the gospel is real. That means that we need to repent and turn to the living God. And I think sometimes we forget to start out with a heavenly perspective. Now, I have heard it said that, you know, oftentimes people say, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. The reality is, I think most of us as Christians are living so earthly minded that we're no heavenly good. And I think we need to learn from Ezekiel that this heaven is real, that there's these creatures around the throne room of God, the judgment seat of God, and they are proclaiming, we see in other portions of Scripture, they're proclaiming, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Now, if you skip down just a little bit to verse 10, we learn some unique things about these creatures. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. So some have said, some scholars have said that man is the idea of reason and intellect. Each of the four had the face of a lion. Some have attributed that to kingship and strength and power. Each had the face of an ox. Some have likened that to steadfastness and faithfulness. And others of an eagle, or had the face of an eagle. And that's the idea of being all-seeing, able to see and soar above everything. And today you're going to think about the things of heaven as you go through the public square. And maybe you're thinking, man, I only know one attribute of that or understand one component of that. And I want to encourage you to think about how the Holy Spirit inside of you is steadfast and strength, how the Holy Spirit inside of you is a mighty warrior and that intellect and can see beyond what we can see. And he's giving you the power to do this. Now, why do I say the Holy Spirit? Well, we know that in heaven, these creatures are surrounding the throne room and or the throne of God, and they are proclaiming, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I think if we walk throughout our day today with that in mind, that heaven's real, that heaven is a place that we will end up as our eternal destiny, we will once again remember that we need to call people to the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried and rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that he appeared, that if we put our faith and confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved. And I think sometimes when we forget that heaven is real, we forget the gospel is also equally as real. And so I want to encourage you as you go throughout your day to think about these creatures of heaven, you know, these creatures surrounding the throne room of God. And there's other places in the book of Revelation, other parts that talk about this very scene as well. And, you know, this has the four wheels in verse 18. As for the rims, they were so high, they were awesome. And their rims were full of eyes all around them, that God is all seeing. He can see everywhere where you go, which for some people say that's scary. But for others, it's like, man, if you are walking with God, that is a comfort that God sees your day. And today is a day that can be a blessing to you. So when those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood. And so these wheels are kind of following the creatures around. The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of an awesome crystal. You are going to see that when you get into heaven, as stretched out over their heads. And under the firmament, their wings spread out straight one towards another. Look at the detail that Ezekiel sees in this vision of heaven. What a powerful view of who God is. A voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. Whenever they stood, let down their wings. I just want to remind you that you go into the workplace, you may have a temporal perspective right now, but there is eternity waiting for us. And so to have an eternal perspective, you are on divine mission as you go into the workplace today. And so this final description in verse 28, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face and I heard a voice of one speaking. When we encounter the presence of Almighty God, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I would encourage you and challenge you, get out your Bible, read Ezekiel chapter 1 and get a picture of heaven before you go into the workplace today. I kind of skimmed through it because this is a short devotional, but I would encourage you to take a look and really think about what God would want to say to you, and more importantly, how God may want to use you today to help others think about heaven. So I hope that was encouraging to you. This is Old Testament Tuesday, and we're going to try to go through the book of Ezekiel over the next several months, really. And so I want to encourage you to be a part of that, at least on Tuesdays. If you enjoy these devotionals, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. It really does help the algorithms. If you're on the Washington Defender app, you can place this devotional in your huddle. Also, I want to encourage you to go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. So let me pray for you, and then we'll take off. Heavenly Father, I just pray that as we go throughout our workday today, that you would remind us that heaven is real. And so we thank you that you have these four living creatures all around your throne. And we know in other scriptures they're proclaiming, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So Lord, help us to have that same heart as we enter the public square, that we're not just there on a temporal reason, we're there for eternal reasons, to share Jesus Christ with people, his death, his burial, his resurrection. So help us to have that perspective, a vision of heaven before we even start today. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us. Let those eyes that see exactly what we do today, so that we can rejoice and know that we have lived for our Savior today. Give us just that ability to glorify you and to move in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.